Oscar Wilde's classic comedy, The Importance of Being Earnest, takes to the Wise Family Theater stage at UTEP now through October 8th. We're invited for a bit of bunburying as heroes Algernon and Jack endeavor to find idyllic love in spite of their mediocre monikers. The unparalleled wit of the great Oscar Wilde is sure to entertain. And here to tell us all about it are actor Gabriel Cull and director Kimberly McKean. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're happy to be here.
So, Gabriel, you play Algernon?
Yes, ma'am, I play Algernon.
I don't think we're giving anything away if we say that Algernon and Jack are perhaps living double lives.
Yeah. They live as like two different people.
Have you ever done that? Or have you ever pretended to be somebody?
No.
This is the first time.
Yes, this is my official first time doing it.
Although you are an actor, so in
That's
some
right.
ways you're doing that all the time.
I recant my statement. I do it all the time.
Every day. So, Kimberly, why did you choose this classic comedy?
It's a piece that I've always been kind of in love with. The language in it is gorgeous. The story is just kind of like a complete package. And I thought it was something that, you know, the university would really thrive doing, and to be able to give our students the opportunity to work in period, to work with a dialect, and also to be able to bring that to the community.
It's a classic. It's fun. It's funny. But you're right. It has all of those elements to it.
Yes.
So what is that? How does that work for you playing Algernon?
As an actor, I really feel like this show has helped me like grow a lot. It's just being able to understand the language and have to drive and work towards so much while still maintaining like this level of projection and pursuing what you want while saying such heightened and complex language and I think the hardest part about it is making like the audience understand everything that I'm saying.
Right, because you're having fun with these really complex words, essentially.
Right. And it's very witty.
Yeah.
And the language and the story is driven through this wit. So it's so important that the actors use their words and use their language to communicate those ideas and those jokes.
Which kind of goes to the title, The Importance of Being Earnest, because I don't think we're giving anything away if we say that both Algernon and Jack are pretending to be someone named Ernest.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And maybe because his name is Ernest or their name is Ernest, they are somehow more beloved. Like there's something about that name.
It was like a period thing. Like back in the, you know, heyday, your name really meant, really like put you in a higher status. So like there was like a list of names that were desirable, I guess, and that was one of the names.
Right, and that's something that we as a production have taken quite seriously, that the actors and the characters, more importantly, really did believe these things and want these things. So yes, it's a joke that two women both fall in love with somebody named Ernest, but they really, really wanted to be married to someone named Ernest and took it very seriously. And so part of my job as a director has been to coach the actors and encourage the actors that there has to be that sense of truth and it has to be grounded in a sense of reality for the comedy to come through.
Right, because these guys generally, I mean, they believed they were Ernest in that context, right? Or at least when they're trying to court their loves, or not so much?
I wouldn't say they necessarily believe it, but they pretend and they put on the show quite well. And they want their loves to believe it.
And I guess that part of it works, right?
For a while.
I mean, in the context of the play, I think they really just go with what gets the job done. So, yeah.
Is this your first time doing a period piece?
No.
What other works have you done?
I've done Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay, so some Shakespeare action. Mm-hmm. So how does that differ from doing Shakespeare to now moving on to Oscar Wilde?
A lot. I actually think it's a little more difficult, just a tad more difficult.
Really?
Because with Shakespeare, you have like a meter you can follow, or you have rhyme, and you know you can kind of feel if it's off, or you can feel like if you're forgetting something. But with this, it's just like you repeat yourself like seven times,
and you're like, "Did I say that enough or right?"
Yeah, we were talking about that in rehearsal the other day because the show has been quite challenging for the actors to memorize. And we were talking about Wilde compared to Shakespeare, and with having, like Gabe said, having the meter, having the verse, the iambic pentameter sort of gives you a baseline. It's almost like a score where you know it makes the lines easier to memorize that way. Whereas with Wilde,
it's not there.
It's no, there's no meter at all.
But you have the same complicated language going
exactly.
On. So we were talking about dual lives. I mean, we talked about you as an actor, but then we were also kind of talking about Oscar Wilde. He lived a double life as well.
Yes, yes. So Oscar Wilde was married to a woman, but was essentially living a double life and had several male lovers. And then at the end of his life had one male lover that I think was
the one. But I was reading about him, and I guess he ended up serving time for having had a lover.
Yes, he did. And then actually died very soon after he was in jail for gross indecency for having a male lover. Many people think because of the conditions that he had to live in while he was in jail.
Well, I'm sure it couldn't have been glamorous, especially in those times. I mean, I don't think it's glamorous now, much less then, right?
Right. And they actually had to shut down the production of Importance of Being Earnest in 1895 in England because it was premiered right at the time of these trials.
Oh, wow. Talk about a full-on scandal.
Right. So it was full-on scandal. They shut down the performance.
So this play came out essentially at the height of his career, too, right? I mean, isn't this his piece?
Oh, absolutely. No, The Importance of Being Earnest is what he is most well-known for.
So there's a guy named Jack. There's a guy named Algernon. Names aren't so cool. Well, I guess when you compare it to Ernest. But then there's that double entendre, right? I mean, Ernest means honest, mm-hmm. and they are not exactly that.
Right.
It's a beautiful irony of the play.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
As Algernon and Jack, how is that interaction between you and Jack? Because really, the play is about you two and the women that you convince you are each named Ernest.
I really like it because it's you're literally playing two different roles on stage in a sense. It's the way you act with Jack when it's just you and him versus the way you act when you are Ernest around everyone else. It's cool to see that code switching because it's something that we all do on a daily basis. But it's just exaggerated, but it's still to prove a point that everyone, even now, we still do it.
Do you ever get exhausted? Because I know sometimes when you are being someone maybe to fit into that, like you said, code switching, when you're being someone and then you go back to being your quote-unquote true self, you're doing that, but you're doing that on stage. Is that exhausting as an actor
as
well?
This is an exhausting show. It is I don't think I've ever been so tired after a show.
Really?
Yeah.
And is it that? I mean, is it really that?
It's very physical as well. It's like just the posture itself and like the mannerisms of the time, the way they carried themselves, and just the play itself is very physically demanding as well as verbally demanding.
Cool.
Right. And I will say Gabe and our actor playing Jack, Nick Thomas, do an excellent job playing off of each other and having so much fun in the moment. And we have a chase scene. We have a muffin fight. so we have done a lot. And one of my goals for the production is that it is physically active as well as being verbally active and that the audience has something physical to look at as well.
And it seems like y'all are accomplishing that. You opened on Thursday. And you've got a couple of shows coming up. Will you tell us about how we can catch your shows?
Yes, we have a show tonight, this evening, and we have a show tomorrow. And we are at the Wise Theater at UTEP. Tonight, the show is at 7:30. Tomorrow, the show is at 2:30. And then all next week, October 5th and 6th at 7:30 and October 8th at 2:30.
Perfect. So we have a great opportunity to catch Gabriel as Algernon and the rest of the cast. Can you tell us about the women in the show?
Well, there's the infamous Lady Bracknell, who is Gwendolyn's mother and Algernon's aunt, Augusta. And we have a local actress, recent graduate of the UTEP Theater Department, Vanessa Kaiser, playing Lady Bracknell, and she does a brilliant job. We also have Gwendolyn and Cecily, who are the two young lovers, as well as Miss Prism, who is Cecily's teacher, essentially.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a great cast arranged. Congratulations on getting down the crazy lines, because I know that's not easy. And we can all get our tickets. They're at the door, right, at the Wise Family Theater at the second floor of the UTEP Fox Fine Arts Building. They've got a show tonight at 7:30, and then there's a matinee tomorrow at 2:30. And if you miss them this week, you can catch them again next week. Today, my guests have been Gabriel Cull and director Kimberly McKean, and they are here to promote The Importance of Being Earnest, now being performed at the Wise Family Theater. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.